Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and Ramadan Mubarak. May the mercy, blessings, and peace of Allah be upon you and upon your families in this blessed month of Ramadan, the month in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the glorified creator, has sent down the Quran as his revelation for all of humanity, in which he gave to the final prophet the final set of teachings of conduct for the goodness and the prosperity of this life and for the life to come. In this series that we will be beginning with today and continuing on every day for the blessed month of Ramadan, we want to look at a few hadith, the sayings of the Prophet Muhammad and his noble family, the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt. May God's peace and blessings be upon all of them, to help us connect better to the noble Quran. As we know that the Quran was revealed in the blessed month of Ramadan, and as a community of believers, wherever we be around the world, we have a habit, a very good habit, tradition of taking the entire month to recite the Quran. Many of our communities, many of our religious centers will organize programs of a nightly recitation of the Quran so that we can at least have this opportunity to connect to the words of Allah. And so what we'd like to do in these next coming 30 days is to look and reflect upon the traditions, the statements of the leaders of our faith in which they speak about the noble Quran. And hopefully through this collection of traditions, which obviously would be coupled with each and every one of us reciting the Quran on a day-to-day basis, we hope to be able to connect even better with the noble Quran, because we know that when the Prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family, when he was about to leave this world, and actually on many junctures of his life, not only near the end of his life, but many times within his life, he advised the community to hold firmly onto two weighty things, namely the Quran and the Ahlul Bayt, the family of the Prophet. And so as we gear in this month of Ramadan to recite the Quran on a nightly basis, we should also be looking to strengthen our bond with the Ahlul Bayt. And what better way than to read and to listen and to reflect upon their words, and not only their beautiful words and statements, but their words about the noble Quran. So without further ado, let's begin with our review of the traditions about the noble Quran that come to us within the books of hadith. And today we want to reflect on a very short hadith from the Messenger of God, the Prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family, in which he says the following about the recitation of the noble Quran. The one who recites the Quran and the one who listens to it have an equal share in the reward. This hadith shows us from the Messenger of God the importance of the recitation of the Quran. And not only the recitation as we ourselves are doing it, but also if we are in a gathering in which the recitation of the Quran is taking place. Many people tend to think, well, only the reward lies in reciting the Quran. And obviously the greatest level of blessings and barakat, the benefactions of Allah that we can gain is through recitation of the Quran in the original Arabic. But obviously, not only is it a blessing, a benefit to read the Quran, but as the Prophet himself has told us, that indeed, even one who listens to the Quran being recited also receives a share of the reward. And so we should keep this in mind when there are gatherings of recitation of the Quran, to sit in those gatherings, to listen to the Quran being recited in a melodious, beautiful tone, and not only to listen to it, but hopefully to be able to take something away from that gathering where we can go home and read the translation of what we've heard and reflect upon the contents. And so as we enter the blessed month of Ramadan, and as we as a community of believers, wherever we may be, begin to recite the Quran in a nightly fashion to better get closer to the Book of Allah, let us also ensure that when the Quran is being recited in our midst, and if we're present in that gathering, to listen to the Quran, to pay heed to it, not to engage in frivolous activities, not to be concerned with what's on the internet, or to check our emails or our messages when others are reciting Quran, but rather for us to stop and to pause and to listen and to give an ear to the recitation of the noble Quran. May Allah bless each and every one of us in this blessed month of Ramadan to get closer to the Quran, to get closer to Allah, and to get closer to the Prophet and his Ahlul Bayt, the family of the Prophet. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Oh.